Welcome to Shoulda Said, a podcast that combines a stand-up comedy joke jam with an improvised scene based on the ideas that come up in that stand-up comedy. In it, you'll hear aspiring comedians try out their bits and premises on other aspiring comedians, and then they'll get suggestions and feedback on their ideas. At the end, we'll explore the ideas even more by making up a scene based on things we hear in that comedy, right on the spot, and we take off the training wheels entirely. Shoulda Said is hosted by Brooke Confers and me, Joe Drew, and features a rotating cast of regulars. It's based on ideas that we stole shamelessly from the podcast Working It Out and Hey Riddle Riddle. We hope you enjoy it. I'll stick to you with the fish pack of gum. I'm Joe Drew, and I was recently in a bus that had to be rebooted.
Oh, I'm Sarah Edwards, and I haven't been on a bus in a really long time.
I'm Chris McDonald, and I read books, and people make fun of me for it.
We do. Yeah,
because
we
you
do.
Bring them with
yeah, you.
Without
a bag.
That's not a requirement to read. You need to bring the book with you to read.
Okay, Rory
you
Gilmore.
You leave it at home.
We need to get you an e-reader.
It's yeah,
good. No, they're not
you
the
can
same.
Read stuff on it's your phone. Keener. No one knows the shitty smut I'm reading. I mean, they do because I talk about it all the time. But anyway,
the problem, on the bus. The problem is that Chris reads books that he wants people to see and ask him about.
The point is not.
Is that so bad?
Yes. I'm sorry, Chris.
That's not fine. A crime.
Let's stop bullying Chris.
It should be a crime.
It's totally something.
We love you and your big brain.
Thank you.
So smart. My name is Lisa, and I'm not going to tell you my last name.
No!
So sneaky.
My name's...
Come, tits, come. That's why Lisa's a businesswoman, and yeah. She doesn't want anyone to be associated with come and tits.
That's all we talk about, so it is.
My name's Brooke, and I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
My name's Forrest, and I want love desperately, but have no idea how to actually keep it going.
Way to
ruin the mood.
Bring it back to Kafka.
I wouldn't do you like that, Sanku chicken.
So, who's got a bit?
Forrest.
No, I always go first.
Go.
So this whole bit is about dating and sending breakup texts.
Oof.
And what the right. This is like, it's just like a lot of information. This is gonna be another one that's gonna wind up lasting like 40 minutes if you guys wind up talking about it. Okay. So it's just like a lot of ideas I'm going to rattle off because I'm trying to figure out the structure.
Yeah.
But like it could begin with friends who are married / wifed up and want me to provide stories of dating, the dating trenches, you know.
Love that.
I feel an obligation to them. They're like, well, I had a friend literally call me and be like, Forrest, how do I date multiple girls at once? Ugh. I'm like, bro, I don't know how to do that either, but I guess I'm flattered. I definitely have anxiety about managing feelings, people pleasing. Oh, I say could go into the bachelor party story. Probably better to have at the end. Oh, that's a bad story. I'm not trying to brag. I think it would be falsely modest for me to claim that I'm not attractive. One of my friend's elderly mothers recently said when looking at a picture of me, if he came over, I would definitely put one of my 90s on. I hope he doesn't mind titties that can touch my waist.
Joe's mom made the pod.
Joe's mom is the elderly mother. To her, I would say, Ms. Drew, I love all titties, short or long, supple or stretched, cans or bags. But how are we supposed to break up with people these days? Conventionally, there are four ways. Ghosting.
Segue there. Yes. Continue.
Like this is so greenfield. Conventionally, there are four ways. Ghosting. I mean, I haven't gotten any bad feedback yet. Obviously feels wrong, but has anyone ever been in a mutual ghost and been happy about it? That's like audience question. Like I know people that have. Texting, apparently bad. We'll talk more about this later. Call, supposedly better. Meet in person, the best, supposedly. But like making plans to meet in person to break up with someone is supposedly the right thing to do. But it's horrible to make them go in blind. It's also weird to plan something that you would do if you were dating, like getting dinner or a drink. It's like setting a trap. Who wants to be broken up with at a bar? You know, they order a margarita with a salt rim and get little sniffle tears while licking the glass. Like, you want it to be over? So the text has to be something like, let's meet at this park at 1 p.m. And if you don't preface this with, we need to... Hold on, does this make sense? whatever. I don't get what this note is.
It's note you wrote yourself.
Well, this is just
you got this, Forrest. You're awesome.
This isn't a fully formed bit, you guys. This is a premise.
And of course, that's what this is all about.
We can work that out. So if you want to do it in person, some leading text must be sent. Which, given how much anxiety people have these days, people will assume means you're prepping to break up. I think we've all been there. A friend says, I think I'm going to be broken up with this Saturday. They want to meet at a park during the day. Is that funny? No. I do think that there's a way to make that. I'm rattling it off.
No, there is a way to make it.
It has legs. It has legs.
Yeah. Who has feedback for Forrest?
I like the margarita.
Yeah.
Visual of the margaritas.
I'm pretty sure Chris came up with that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's
nice
good.
Credit.
Yeah. I feel like you could expand that too into like some sort of like funny appetizer, like
right. We're having
jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Like give us
or you get like shishito peppers and you're like, oh, I got one of the spicy ones.
Yeah, and then you start rubbing their eyes, but they've got like hot pepper on them or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Or like you break up with them and then like the fajitas come.
Yeah. Or they're at a Greek restaurant.
Oh, and then one of their tears falls on the hot pan and it sizzles.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I think if you lodge it in a setting like that, like a Mexican restaurant or something really goofy, but the more specificity, the better in that, because people can kind of relate to like having that weird, awkward breakup where you're like, how are you doing this to me at like a Chipotle?
Yeah, like that's
honestly definitely... like a date to a Chipotle would be like, what I want to get into is the ways in which it's bad to go in blind. Like I think it is bad to like make it seem like you're having real plans. Not be like, we need to talk. But like the implication then with the we need to talk is you're getting broken up with, so then what's the point? Like that's like that's the ultimate like idea behind this joke.
I think that there might be a parallel that could be funny depending on the audience of the HR email of like, let's sync up on a couple of things. Of like, you know, you're
connect on Friday.
Tuesday.
But then it's like, why? Like then you almost, I feel like you have to like include someone else in the hang, you know, or you know what I mean?
Like a mediator?
Well, oh, no. Well, I just feel like HR emails always come where it's like, oh, why is Cindy from HR on this meeting?
Mm.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Or if I use businessy language, like I like switch to being like businessy language instead of, I see what you mean.
Yeah, no, it's the comparison
like being
that
professional
I'm thinking,
in a setting. Like,
yeah, no, yeah, it's like you get a last minute one on one with your boss, and what's it about? Like, or like maybe I don't know.
No, I see the comparison there where it's like you get that like meeting on your calendar for no reason, and you're like, oh, what is that? It's the
Am
same
I
thing.
Fired?
It's like, oh, let's meet. Like you said, like
one of the things I was gonna get into were like, what are some other ways that we can do this that are like more a part of like this age? And I think like sending a calendar invite would be a fun
or like an like some sort of Evite, like you know, everyone gets.
I think there's some comedy in also doing like, I'm of the mindset of like a breakup is like private between two people, and like to do it in public is so bold, like to like, and I feel like there's some way you can play with that of like,
I don't want to be with you.
To go to a Chipotle.
I don't want to be with you so much that I want everyone else who's like, just like,
like,
on their family dinner.
I want to make you as miserable as possible during this breakup. Like, instead of just being like, hey, can we meet in a park or at my house?
Like, I think there's an option to like do a heightening too, where you're like, what if I sent you an invite and made it seem like it was a surprise party? But surprise, I'm breaking up.
You somehow get like so wrapped up that like suddenly
your best outfit. Make sure you're looking cute. Waterproof mascara.
Get your nails done.
Or like you get like elevated with it that you're like, we're going on a trip. And then you're like at the airport and you're like, yeah, there's no trip.
I'm going on a trip.
You're going on a trip
and you're going to Winnipeg or something.
Or you could be like, I got you a trip to an all-inclusive with your girls. Like that's like the nicest way.
That's nice. Oh, no, it's gotta
be
shitty.
That's such like finance bro shit. Yeah. Like I've seen so many TikToks of like what it's like doing one night stands with like New York finance bros, and they're like, here's your $12 latte, I have an Uber black.
Yeah, they order you an Uber.
8:15.
Yeah, exactly. I have some, there's another idea I have in here about like if apps had breakup preferences. Because like the most likely thing that's gonna happen to you from dating someone on a dating app is that you will break up quickly.
Yeah.
And so like, and some people do like being ghosted. Like I think some people do like being ghosted. Like some people are anxious, they don't don't like the confrontation. It's easier to like just let it go.
I think that's its own interesting concept of like examining who those people are. Like some people like just don't mind the ghosting.
There's also a difference between ghosting someone you went on like 3 dates with and ghosting someone who you've been talking to for like 3 months. Like I think that's also part of it.
Yeah. And I've done it all.
We know, Forrest.
Proud of it.
We
not
know.
Proud of it. Not proud of it. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Breaking up via text is also removing yourself from the emotional consequences of your actions. So I'm from Wisconsin and grew up hunting deer. So naturally, I'm going to compare women to meat and dating to hunting them. But please come along for the ride. This perspective will also highlight my own hypocrisy. Since I grew up hunting, I love asking people who eat meat if they've ever hunted an animal and then eaten it because I know what it's like to take a life and then eat it.
Oh my god!
I need more wine for this bit. I just want to go on record to say,
stay with me.
I'm trying.
I've dealt with the emotional consequences of being a meat eater, and it's a lot. I cried the first time I shot a deer and sat with it as it died.
Shot a deer. It's the Wisconsin.
But I also live in the modern world, and you know, sometimes I just need an immigrant to e-bike me a burger at 3 a.m. There's no cows roaming around Chinatown. I can't hunt all my meat.
I feel like I'm pulling a Winona Ryder in that like a Golden Globe thing. I'm making a lot of faces over here.
Oh my god, you're always making a lot of faces.
I know. I can't hunt
all my meat. I don't have a car. I don't have a gun. I don't have any clothes anymore. I don't have any clothes that I'm okay getting covered in blood. Also,
okay.
I don't own any clothes.
I don't have any clothes that I'm okay
at
getting
home,
covered
but I'm
in
naked.
Blood.
Naked and afraid.
And I think I break up with people in the right way in person more often than I hunt the meat that I eat. Also, ladies, sorry for making you the meat that I hunt. In this metaphor. I know that's probably a scary metaphor, and I just haven't had time to come up with a better one yet.
It came out of real left field.
I'm just picturing somebody that's stuck at home naked with no clothes having to go on dating apps.
Maybe he has a deer skin that he like fashions into a little toga deer skin that he could wear. Oh.
Have you ever taken a life?
This is like that. Do you not see the parallel I'm trying to make?
It's funny. I do think it's a little intense.
It's very intense. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, so I genuinely am confused. I don't.
You're confused by
like the comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Sincerely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the.
But I didn't grow up in like Wisconsin or Lindsay.
Well, like the comparison I'm trying to make, I think is it's this. It's like. Breaking up via text and ghosting is all like removing yourself from the emotional consequences of the activity that you're participating in.
Yeah.
So right, it's like it's being afraid of like seeing the pain that you cause.
I get you. Yeah.
And so like the metaphor or like the relationship I'm trying to make is between like how dissociated we are from like the violence of. How
eating animals?
The meat that we eat.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. And I have. Actually killed something.
You've done both.
And witnessed it die and eaten it. And so...
No, I think...
You know what I mean?
I think that could... Like, I think maybe I just got lost on the path there.
Yes. Yeah, I think you need to make more of what you just said, the, like, comparison.
Exactly.
Because it kind of... It came out of left field, and it was very intensely, like...
Especially,
and women are like, meat that I murder!
And I think especially with the animal, like, a deer, it's like, deer is a term of endearment.
And then, like, a lot of women...
I mean, there's probably an opportunity for, like...
I mean, there's...
Right, to make, like, a...
You could go down that road.
I mean,
can we please
try to be like, I'm doing this like a wink and a nod, you know?
No,
what I mean?
We know you are.
I know, but like, even in terms of like, trying to think about how that would like be received if you were in the audience.
Yeah. No, like, earnestly, the issue I had was I got confused, I got lost.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think that, in fact, what you just said, as Sarah said, brought me along on that ride, and I think it opens up, not a callback, but like a return to the topic of like, you know, I've killed and eaten an animal, just like I've killed many relationships in person and watched the light removed from those persons.
That's good. Compare it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll re-listen to that because I don't remember what you said. I guess the other comparison that might have gotten lost then was so then I move from like. I have experienced the emotional consequences of eating meat and all the violence that comes with that and the pain. But I also live in the modern world. So sometimes you just like want to Uber eat something. And then obviously I try to throw a little shock value in by saying, I just need an immigrant to e-bike me a burger at 3.
Oh, no. I you know what I mean? I did get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. And that's also, I've seen that meme like a lot.
Like it just feels kind of like hacky and not like
I just feel like it's like some, like it's a pretty common meme to like be like, I just need an immigrant to like eat like to bring me food at like whatever, like I feel like I feel like it's not necessary for the joke.
I think it's distracting like from like the actual core of what you're talking about. Like you could talk about Uber Eats, but like I don't think you need to be specific on that part. I think the specificity is more important in the
like how it's such a quick fix, like you don't have to say like who or what or why.
Yeah,
it could just be like the feeling of like, instead of hunting, I need a burger stat.
Yeah.
Maybe you could name the place it's coming from. Like, I just need an Uber Eats, like a
burger place or whatever.
It just like feels uncomfortable. I guess it feels like it's like trying to make like a, it's try like, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to be shocking. Is that
well? It's not even like it's trying to be shocking. Like that's another reality. Like honestly, the other point of that is like it's another fraught situation that we are emotionally removing ourselves from, like really taking into account. You know what
or
I mean?
Not.
Like that's what I'm.
Could you make it even topical then? Like an e-bike rider on the no bike lanes, or somebody in like
no, because I don't like I could, like I feel like I could be like I need an e-bike to go the wrong way down a bike lane and bring me a burger at 3.
Oh, see,
but
that's
like,
all,
that doesn't. That's all, I feel like I feel like funny. That is. Not like
what about? Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to like cast judgment on.
Oh
no,
yeah,
I know you're not trying to, but the way it comes across is punching down, and I know that's not what you're doing.
Which is why I say remove race from it altogether.
I think it's another bit. Like I think you.
I don't know. I just think this feels like one of those things where like people hear words in a certain order, like words. Specific words like just get anxious about the words. That's instead fine. Of like
yeah. I get it.
I think you need to point to the farthest thing that is meat that is from killing a deer, which I think is like a hot dog.
Like
a hot dog, like where is a hot dog on a cow, or like where is where's a chicken nugget on a chicken? I'm very curious what the so what is. So like you've established that there's a metaphor between breaking up with someone and like meat eating.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious, okay, like what have you learned from it?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's like it's okay to get a hot dog every once in a while and go somewhere.
Yeah, that is that is, that that kind of that is like the that yeah that is what I'm like that is what I was like hoping to get out of it. And so at the end I say something like, and I think I break up with people in the right way in person more often than I hunt the meat that I eat. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then I apologize to women for making the meat in the metaphor, meat,
which is good. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is more about removing yourself from emotional consequences than women being meat. And then for ending, I have dating apps should honestly implement breakup preferences. Like the odds are that the interaction you're going to have with the person and the people have different preferences, different types. Ghost, like with the little prompt of like, I think we'll both know if I'm not responding and you're not responding, there's no need for responding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm not dead. I'm not responding because I'm just not interested or emotionally capable.
Yeah, I think that the breakup preferences is hilarious.
I like that idea.
I think that's a good idea, and I think it might like another like punch up is to say, or you should get the person's friend to pick the breakup preference for them.
Oh yeah,
because they're gonna be like, listen, like she really needs to get ghosted. She's gonna say she doesn't want to get ghosted, but she needs to get ghosted.
Feature where it sends an email to their friend or something, a notification.
How would this person?
You
got to
step in now.
There should be a little section on dating apps or like
your friend
testimonials
that you're not allowed to see.
That you're not
kind of like what? How Airbnb, you can't like people can review you, but you can't read it until you've written them a review.
That's funny.
Imagine like going on a date and they know like your favorite ice cream flavor. And you didn't tell them that. But that was like one of the things that your friend.
I'm so stuck.
She just loves strawberries. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
I feel like women don't need more reasons to find men creepy. You know what I mean? So the structure of like the breakup preferences is very similar to like what Hinge has done now, where you can like You can choose one of their like drop down options, but then you can also add context. Mm-hmm. So for Ghost, I was like, I think we both know that if I'm not responding, you're not responding. There's no need for responding. Text the little. That's one of the options, but then the context is a text is perfectly adequate. Don't waste my time. Call. Who are you? My mom. Don't call me. And then in person, I take myself very seriously and expect that you would too. I also want to get ready for hours and look hot to have my time wasted.
I think that you should frame that those lines as like, what does this setting say about you?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're making the comment on someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
I got a little lost. I was like, wait, you can select thing and write something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is this is so all over the place.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then I also, another thing that happened to me was I used ChatGPT. For help with like writing a breakup text.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then I have here, how can I convince ChatGPT that the most compassionate breakup text is, let's meet at the park at 1 p.m. before we get coffee?
Didn't you share the ChatGPT results?
I did.
I loved that. That was so fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funny part about I asked it originally. Make this more compassionate and remove to the part where I asked
if it
wanted like that we would stay friends.
Oh, that is more.
It's looking out.
Yeah, and then I said, okay, now make it more fuckboy, and it like added.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
My sister
is that could be your opener, honestly. Like, I got ChatGPT to write a breakup.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's a very crabby. Like, yeah, I love exactly. that. Yeah. Very topical.
Yes, I like that a lot. I agree.
Very 2024.
So should have set a scene, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
You are being broken up with in various ways.
Oh, various.
By Chris and by Lisa and by Brooke.
Is this a polycule or is this... We'll decide. It's improv.
Yeah, it's improv. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, we're at the park.
I know. It's been a minute since we've been to the park. It's where we first met.
Yep, and I'm kind of regretting picking this park now that you say that.
Why? I mean,
there's so many other good parks.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. This one just happened to be the one we met at, but Riverdale's so much better. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really remember much about our relationship.
It's been 3 years, Chris.
3 years?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a long time. I did put surprise in the calendar invite.
Yeah.
So we should probably...
I painted my nails for this.
Perfect. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite color.
God, your nails look so cute.
Oh my god, thanks, girl.
Wow, jeez. Sorry, I was just walking my dog.
Yeah,
I saw
they're
that.
Shining. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Special day?
I think it might be.
It's a weird way, you know? Special in a way, okay. I guess. I don't think we should be together.
Oh, like for the afternoon?
Longer than that.
We're gonna.
Cut to 3 years later. Sarah has recovered and now is in a new relationship.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. I'm so glad we're at dinner.
Yeah, I brought you here to your favorite spot.
Yeah, I love this place.
Yeah, you love this place. Look, I know that you told me that your last boyfriend brought you to a park.
Yeah, it was
to break up with you, and I thought you deserved better.
That is so kind. That's why we're so good together.
So I've taken you to this restaurant. To break up with you.
My fucking god! Why does this keep happening to me?
I just
see your fajitas are here, sizzling, so nice. Here you go.
I'm never gonna eat a fajita again.
Oh, you love fajitas.
I love them so much.
I'm sorry. I also put surprise in the calendar invite.
This keeps happening. Is this like some sort of Reddit thread that everyone goes on? Like, what the fuck, man?
I just thought it was a classy touch. 3 years later,
fully recovered. New relationship.
Hey, babe.
Yeah. This has been, hasn't this just been the best day? We did all your favorite things,
I know.
We went to your, like, we went to the ROM. We saw the Wildcats.
My heart just, like, it feels so healed. After my last two relationships, I never thought I would love again.
Yeah, I know. And it's, like, a perfect fall day. We, like, we ate some Italy. I'm so full of pasta and
pizza.
Yeah,
you knew exactly what to get me for my birthday.
I know. You love that gelato. And now that we're, like, in High Park and, like...
My favorite park where all the dogs play.
Yeah, watching the dogs and, like, oh, thinking about that time we were here with the cherry blossoms.
Oh, my God. Wait.
And it lay you down.
Did you get me a dog?
No. Gets on her knees and on one knee and looks up and says, I got you a breakup.
And scene.
I'll pick you up late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai.
So who has a bit?
Okay, yeah. So... my bit is based on the fact that Lisa and I recently had a tarot card reading, and it went very well for me, less well for Lisa. I won't get specific. This is the part where we talk about my sketch ideas, and maybe Lisa does too.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it's about a fortune teller who keeps giving very specific but, like, increasingly racist readings. Because, and so they, like, position themselves as a witch and, like, really ooky spooky, kind of like your typical pictured fortune teller. They're embodying that. They look that part. But as it starts to go into the reading, everything they read just gets increasingly more racist or misogynistic or, like, the antithesis mm-hmm. of what you would expect from an earthy tarot card reader. But they're still doing it in an earthy vibe, and the person's just trying to react and kind of be polite and, like, okay, I could kind of see that. And, like, each card, it's like, oh, you're going to meet something very specific. And, oh, you shouldn't talk to that person. Or, like, oh, you should, like, it's all very much kind of poking at what just happened in the U.S. with the election, but, like, not, like, veiled enough that it's not, like, specifically talking about that. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So that's my idea. I don't know how that would play out.
Is it bad that I want the tarot card reader to, like, be racist to the person that they are reading?
Because
I think the idea is that, like, they're supposed to be reading things that are not obvious, that whatever, but, like, is it bad to say that they should be saying things that are... maybe this doesn't even have to be race, but just things that are immediately obvious just from...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. I could see the funny in that. But, like, for me, the way I pictured it was more so they're trying to push an agenda the same way, like, someone who comes to your door and is Bible thumping and is like, have you heard about, like, the Mormon or whatever, Jehovah? Like, that kind of thing where it's more like... like, because there is a power, because, I mean, we just felt it with this tarot card reader. Where we're like, holy fuck, she nailed it. Or, like, the way people read horoscopes. Or it could even be, like, your horoscope all of a sudden is, like, telling you to do things. And you're like, I think that's a little bit, like...
Risqué.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just thought it would be fun to play around with that concept because it's such a, like, turn from... and again, because we experienced a fortune teller who, turns out, is quite right-wing and racist.
Yeah, it was... she wasn't at the time.
No, she was, like, she was actually supportive.
The funniest thing is, like, she seems like a very talented tarot card reader.
Yeah,
like,
she's been doing it for 20 years.
On the nose. Yeah. And she, like, the things that she, like, came out with were, like, really shocking. But then we all followed her... well, all of us, as in the two of us, all followed her on Instagram. And she's, like, really pro-Trump and being like, you leftists that follow me. I'm like, oh my God!
That's so funny because that space is like traditionally pretty
That's what made me think that this is a hilarious sketch. I screenshotted a bunch of stuff she said too.
Well, what did she say?
Oh, do I still have it? Oh boy.
It was just like like, what is going on here?
Initial
this feels
election.
Like a hard thing to give suggestions for as well, you know?
Yeah. I have a story that can go with this.
Okay, great.
So, my mom is very woo-woo.
Cool.
She literally called me the other day, and she's like, I bought dowsing rods, which is wild, because we literally heard a stand-up bit about that, like, Friday.
Oh,
Well, that's what they're made for.
They're
made for that.
To find water?
Yeah. So originally that was the whole thing. But now all of these spiritual people use them to like communicate with the other side. And she said she talked to her grandma and it was, you know, crazy. And so anyways, she sees a lot of psychics and does all that stuff. She's like real into it. And she was seeing this psychic regularly for a while. She would like drive all the way to another town and she would see the psychic and she's like, she's spot on. Like she just really gets me. And like, she knows you really well and would say like the opposite of who I am because my mom doesn't actually know me.
Yeah.
And then
she
was talking about it. And then she called me one day and she was like, oh yeah. Like, I was like, how's that psychic thing going? And she's like, well, you know, she's good. She's really spot on. But she is a flat earther. And I was like, so she's a psychic who doesn't understand that the world isn't
she's
flat?
She's got a crystal ball, but she just like, can't take it beyond that.
Her psychic powers would tell her that the earth is not flat. But she was like, and like, same thing, like Facebook posting all of this trash and being like, you're dumb and cheap and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like,
she has a crystal plate.
Here's a crystal That's good.
Yeah. So like something around there where it's just like, these like outlandish ideas.
I just like the, I like that. And I also like versus the psychic for this. And I know you're not suggesting that. I like the idea of like flipping cards and like interpreting like a regular tarot deck, which people who are familiar with would be like, no, that's clearly this. Mm-hmm. And like reading it so like off the wall, like, oh, like the hangman, that means the death penalty. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I haven't really like fleshed it all the way out, but I just think that there's something.
That's also part of like tarot and like psychic stuff is like you're not supposed to tell somebody if they're like gonna die or like those types of things so like incorporating something like that could be
like all the don't do
it's like the code, you know, like I feel like they're just not because it like people ruin their lives over it, so try not to do that.
Another direction you could take is like they're pulling the cards and they say like, I see a lot of money in your future, I see this like rich community, I see you signing up for my program. You know, it's just like a pyramid scheme.
I like that. Yes.
I don't know how you flesh that into like a longer thing.
Yeah, but like something in that too. Like they're just the slimiest person is the whole thing. Like they're like a, you know, but they're slimy in a way because they can be, but like a totally like the opposite of what you would normally get from a woo-woo person. Like, buy my crystals and my magic lotion. It'll fix you. It's like buy my Bitcoin and like.
They're a grifter, but they're like hiding behind
I see money and technology.
Yeah,
and
I used to be an investment banker, so they're like very wealthy or something. I don't know. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Anyways, thanks, guys. If you want to, do you want to do a scene like a little act out of my tarot card?
What do you want to see, Brett?
Who do I want to see do this? I think I want to see Joe and Lisa. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So, Lisa, do you want to be the tarot card racist since you kind of experienced her vibe?
Sure.
And Joe,
I'm in.
You're
I was born for this role.
Joe, you're coming in just earnest and like never done a tarot card reading, but you like just, you know, you were curious about what it's about and you have some burning questions that you're hoping to get some answers on.
I can't believe you're a psychic. You're a real psychic. I just saw your shop. It opened just down the street. I live just down the street.
Yes, I know.
I've been wondering for so long. Should I stay in my current job? It's such hard work, and it doesn't pay very much, but it makes me feel so good.
Okay, let me consult the deck here. Just shuffling.
You're so good at shuffling. I've never seen anyone move cards with that. Your fingers, they're so dexterous and long.
fast hands. All right, let's take the first one out here. Ah, yes, I see. It's the Two of Pentacles. Do you work with many non-whites?
Well, I work at Tim Hortons, so... Yeah. Yeah, I'm the only white person there, actually.
Yes. And I see this is where there's a conundrum.
Oh.
Pull this next card. Ah. It's the Five of Swords. You need to be around more whites.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
It's the stain on my soul. I need to clean the stain on my soul and make it white from the gray it is right now by being by working for an evil Brazilian company that's clearing the rainforest to plant coffee.
Okay.
Oh, this is making so much sense. Wow. So what comes next?
I like that you know that Brazilians are evil, so good that we're starting there. Next, okay, let me... Here's a... Ah, perfect. You need to evaluate your preferences. You need to stand up for... Hold on. Yes, the Three of Coins. The whites. You need to devote your life to... yes, the Seven of Pentacles. The whites.
And seeing that. I said, lady,
step inside my Hyundai. He's got a bit.
I got some.
Okay.
Do we want a relationship one or a TTC one?
Do relationship.
Yeah, I feel like TTC we're on is a like, relationship.
Yeah, like, vibe today. Yeah. Yeah.
My bit is also about
relationship. Yes!
Let's go. Okay, I'm into it. my girlfriend's great. She's really nice. She will tell me all the time that she would die for me, which is like kind of a really nice thing to say, but it confuses me because why is it that when like any of our groceries even smell like a little bit off, I'm the one that has to eat it Like, she'll take a bullet for me, but, like, draws the line at food poisoning. She asked me if I would love her if she was a worm. And now I'm asking her if she would love me if I had a tapeworm.
I like that. I think I like that so much. I think that the only thing that immediately popped to my head was when you said food poisoning. I think it'd be so funny if you picked a specific... grocery that was gone off that nobody in their right mind would want to eat that was bad.
Yeah.
Like a rotted, like a moldy peach or I don't know. Maybe not moldy peach because that was a band.
Fish that had been.
I'm wondering if you can like integrate the fact that she's a chef in somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Is she a chef?
Yeah, she's taken food safety.
So she knows the fucking like danger zone.
I also was waiting for the I thought you would die for me like... line potentially
like that I'm saying to her that's like a
why do I have to eat this moldy peach if you said you
we can punch up moldy peach but like I just think there's something funny in like naming like as opposed to just food poisoning like why do I gotta eat this like wilted cilantro or I don't know something really gross.
Dangerous
it is like a lot of meat like that's the biggest one it's
that's
like
the most dangerous
funky,
that's exactly
funky
that's,
chicken
yes.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
Yes
a cordon
funky
bleu.
Chicken's funny
maybe she's just trying to kill you and she's telling you she'd die for you so that you feel good. You're like, oh, she would take this bullet for me as you lie writhing in pain in the ER.
Yeah, so much distended more stomach. That you would get food poisoning that would kill you.
Yeah.
She's always like, I would take a bullet for you. I would take a bullet for you. I know guns are really hard to get in Canada, but I would take a bullet for you.
No, it's not hard to get in Canada. Salmonella poisoning.
That's good.
Hard to get gun, easy to get.
Salmonella.
Yeah.
Because there's always some sort of like cholera, maple leaf recall cholera. Of something,
oh,
right?
Exactly.
They're always recalling
lettuce
shit, but they're like, hey,
shit.
Costco, those frozen avocados are going to fucking kill you now or something.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. That's really funny.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, baller that your girlfriend's a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the best
young
chef.
Can she cater one of our podcasts?
Wow. Yeah, she won an award recently. Cool. Yeah, no, she's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has a Michelin star.
It does?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
She's the real deal.
She is a real deal.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah.
Maybe actually your girlfriend could be part of this. So Gene and I want to do a sketch where, you know, ladies, okay, no, wait.
Gene and I want to do a couple. That likes food.
We're trying new things.
If you guys can prepare the snacks.
But, so we want to film a, like,
Gene and I really wanted to sit on a cake made by this one.
Be funny, like, remember Lady and the Tramp?
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it'd be funny if it was like two people escalating that with like really insane food choices, like really gross, like they're eating like sushi or a steak or just like really weird, like things that, like, you know how like it's kind of cute, the like the scene in Lady and the Tramp, but like if it just got progressively grosser, the weird foods they were sharing, and then like, you know, the meatball scene with the nose, and they're like, I don't know, we think, and Gene also has a lot of trauma around food, so I was like, this could be a way to heal you.
Aww.
Or just destroy it, I don't know, either way, but
make
like
it work.
Maybe she can cook us something.
I love hiring a Michelin star chef to make food for a sketch where
I think it's brilliant. I mean, I'm sure we can't afford her, but like, I like the idea. I like to discount. Dream. You never know. Okay, cool. Friends and family.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'll give her hot sauce. Yeah. Oh, she doesn't need my hot sauce. She probably makes her own.
She has.
That's her own hot sauce. Yeah. It's won awards as well.
Okay, I should have set a scene. There is a chef, and she is trying to poison her partner.
Yes.
Using rotten food. Sarah, yes. You are the chef.
Of course.
And Joe, you are the... Actually, no, let's make it four. I don't know if you've been in many seasons.
Yeah, four.
He's not salty about it.
We all looked at Forrest and were like,
I'm here, by the way.
And Forrest is gonna die.
Yeah, just like all of those deer.
Yeah.
Callback. Still haunting you.
Hey, honey, I made you a roast.
Oh, my favorite. I love beef roasts.
I knew you did.
Yeah.
I actually went back and killed the cow myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so glad.
Because I know how much that means to you.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Like, yeah, how did it feel? It was hard, wasn't
it? Honestly, yeah, watching the light leave Sally's eyes was pretty hard.
I know, but this meat is so delicious.
Yeah. You should take a bite.
Oh, this one's a little different than ones you've made before.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
There's a little bit of thyme in there.
Yeah.
I tried something new tonight. I just thought it'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, it's getting. I feel like there's like a dance going on in my stomach now.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of the whole experience.
Oh man, it's like there. It feels like you put like Pop Rocks or something in this. It can like feel.
I did marinate it in Pop Rocks, actually.
That's good. That's good. Those were my favorite as a kid. Very nostalgic.
Yeah, I knew. See, I just thought it was such a special.
It's like sending me back right now. Oh, jeez. Pop Rocks are really going off.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a special occasion, you know, because we've been together for 6 years and, you know. My friend Barbara.
Oh, wow. I haven't had this much gas in a long time.
Yeah. The Pop Rocks will do that to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Is the heat on right? Is the heat on right now? I'm getting kind of
sweaty. No, it's actually
sweaty.
Pretty chilly in here.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Oh, my God. I feel like all my veins are starting to, like, pop out of what did you put in this?
No, you know, just a little crushed up apple seeds, you know, a little cyanide.
What? What? Cyanide?
Yeah, you
what
know,
did I do?
Well, so 6 years is a long time to be together.
Oh my god.
My friend Barbara, she saw you at the club the other night.
Barbara, I didn't.
Yeah, Barbara. She's my most trustworthy friend.
Oh my god. I told her her hair looked nice.
Yeah, that's crossing the line. We've had this conversation
so many times. You're not allowed to talk to other women at all.
And see.
Come step to you with a fresh pack of gum. And somehow I knew you were looking for some unknown.
Who else got a bit?
I got a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's a little more fleshed out, but I'm trying to figure out how to kind
of
like.
Than some of the jokes you've heard tonight.
Yeah, guys. The professional stand up here. It's telling you. Yeah, but anyways, it has to do with breakups, etc. I'll just jump into it. Recently went through a breakup. It's all good, super amicable. We're committed to being friends. And I can hear all the straight people in the audience rolling their eyes at that. Meanwhile, all the queer folks in the crowd are like, and? See, going through a queer breakup is completely different than going through a straight one. The straights, and yes, that is slander, can't even fathom the idea of remaining friends with an ex. One of my straight exes used to be secretly super into pegging. And the minute we broke up, he was so weird about being in the same room with me. Like, dude, I've seen the inside of your asshole. The least you can do is be cordial with me at Becky's studio. Relax, I'm not gonna spill your secrets. But now that you're being so fucking weird about it, I might just stand on a stage and tell a room full of people about it.
Sarah.
And then I go into, you know, pegging wasn't for me. I know I give off Dom vibes. I'm 5'9 and a half. I have strong eyebrows and I look like I could beat someone up. But deep down, I'm just a soft girly who wants to be tenderly bent over and absolutely rammed. Trying to figure out how to package it all up in a little bow. So I'm like trying to go, I'm like, I knew my pegging career was over, but then it gets, I don't want to get too gross about it because pegging can get really gross.
Do it. Fucking, you're so already nice talking about pegging. Yeah. You're already talking about pegging. Just give her.
Like, true. Yeah. And there's something about like, that. I want to be rammed, not the rammer. And then I knew my pegging career was over the first time the thing that every top fears will happened.
Yeah.
I either want to do a misdirect here because everyone's like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Either a misdirect or like, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have
think oh shit is pretty funny.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Shit.
And then a misdirect. Yeah. And then,
that's true. Yeah. And then it's, I do genuinely have an extremely sensitive sense of smell. So it just like, is not compatible with me and my character.
Oh my God, Sarah. So good.
Thanks. Yeah. What do you, any suggestions?
Are you fucking kidding? Like, okay, first of all, that was like, getting laughs from all of us. Like,
that was fucking
you need to get on stage.
The absolutely rammed will kill.
That was so you had good. So many good tags and punch ups. Like, I can't believe you haven't, like, fuck you. I'm mad at you. It's so good. I'm mad.
Genuine jokes.
I mean, I've never pegged anyone, so I can't actually, like, it's you not a lived thing. I guess I might. Yeah. We'll see.
Buckle up, Jean. Unbuckle up. Loosen up, Jean.
Wow.
I might add the line, like, always the rammer, never the ram.
Yes!
Some sort of goat type reference.
Goat
has that whole other zeitgeisty thing, right? Like, what is it? The greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So I'm a ram, I'm a goat. That's or like, what could ram be?
I'm just like trying to think, because this is me trying to flesh out, like, I don't know, in my own little time, I've been trying to flesh out, like, what would I do if I was doing like an ongoing thing? And I feel like goat could tie into throat goat.
Yeah. But like sometimes you have a bit.
I taught one of my friends. Yawn.
Sarah, this I don't know. I just like that's fucking great.
No, it's so funny. Yeah, I would love. Like, I really am trying to think of like what a funny misdirect would be.
I know, right? Because I think that would be funnier.
Yeah. Like, I think it would be. I think a misdirect would be so good there.
Yeah,
like shit, like, is funny, but like
it's
something
expected.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, I knew my pegging career was over the first time the thing that every top fears will happened.
But what is
like you did, maybe
did you
slipped out? Like, I don't know.
But I said not... no. Well, oh shit, or like shit. I was like alluding to shit, but I haven't that out.
Oh,
yet.
But that is the thing that happened, like, right? That...
Yes, 100%.
Oh, okay.
But what's like a misdirect? Because when you say pegging, the first thought is like asshole. So I'm trying to think of what something else would be.
I think the misdirect is the impact on the relationship.
Ooh.
Like,
oh, I guess it just gets deep.
Like, yeah, like you peg them one night. How does it feel the next morning? Or like, what's a different way you now look at them?
Right, now that I'm the alpha. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when they talk up to you.
I'm your captain now.
Look at me.
No, I can't watch.
No, I actually.
When you gotta decide what the next TV show we're gonna watch,
right? Yeah, because it's something like mundane. Yeah. No, that's I'm taking charge. Okay. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Now rewatching The Office just isn't the same. Or I don't know, like some sort of comfort.
Yeah, no, that's so funny because truly it did. It matched our relationship a lot because I was like, you deserve someone who wants to peg you.
Oh, that's funny.
That's like, good.
That is good. Yeah.
My nose is too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I remember like literally crying and being like, I can't do it anymore.
Oh my God.
I think the rawness and the fact that you're like able to laugh about it is like what makes it so fucking hilarious.
But it's all true. Like, it's all shit. Oh my God.
And you just have this like...
That's
incredible. Well, I feel like you can do oh shit. Yeah. And then just like being honest. And you're like, and you guys... I have a really sensitive nose, and I am a huge people pleaser, and these two things do not...
Oh, and that could actually go to the misdirect. I have a really sensitive sense of smell, and I'm a huge people pleaser, and I couldn't deal with the fact that I had trouble watching The Office the next day.
Right, Game of Threes, No, I love that.
I think just, like... The way you deliver it in your like cadence and like your voice is just like because it can be such a like people could be weird about it, but because you're so like sunny and positive and like light.
That's what kind of where I was going.
Seem
with
like
the Dom
kind
thing.
Of girl that likes cheese, but like even though you're not, I think it's like I think you could sell it so easily. Like,
okay,
it, like, I could see you do that on stage like tomorrow night, and like it would be fucking.
No, it's really funny. Yeah, it's really polished.
Yeah, yeah, yay! Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So. We're going to do a scene.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, who wants to get one? Pegged? Okay. Okay. I'll say Joe and Brooke are together. It's the next morning after they just explored pegging. Joe got pegged. Let's go.
So I made your favorite. I made the like pancakes, you know, like in the shape of a bunny.
And the bunny has this smile, and it's just, it makes me feel whole again.
Yeah, I was gonna do like pigs in a blanket, but I thought that might be too on the nose.
Oh, I'm sorry about the nose.
It's okay. Like I neti potted and it's everything's flushed out now. And honestly, like I don't think we need to talk about that. Like it's, you know what? Like these things happen.
Honey, I feel like something's changed between us. It feels like when you were on top of me.
Yeah.
I felt right for the first time in my whole life. Duh. Like, I didn't have to be the one in charge anymore.
Boy. I literally make your lunch every day for you to take to work, so...
And I'm not complaining about the smiley face drawn on the banana. I'm not complaining about the little fruit snacks and the note. Yeah. The note with this with
I
all of the eyes.
One each day, but okay, go on. Mm-hmm.
The eyes dotted with hearts.
Yep.
Just it makes me feel loved. But then I go off to my high-powered job, and I fire people 6-7 people every hour. Just so that I can put that food on the table. And what I want now, more than anything, is to come home and be rammed from noon until dusk.
Okay. Listen, like, I want to meet your needs, my love. I'm really... I know you are the breadwinner. You always have been the, like... The go-getter, the rammer, if you will. And you deserve a break. It's been a long time. And I want to pull my weight or throw my weight or whatever you want to say. Throw it wherever it needs to be thrown. But, like, if this is to work and, like, you know, I'm just trying to, like, make sure we can eat healthier and sustainably. I have one, like, small demand.
Tell me, I'll do anything.
I need a goat.
I have goats. There's the goats in the backyard that I've built that big fence. You weren't allowed to go behind it because we had so many rules.
So many rules, I know. But so wait, you're telling me we've had goats this whole time, motherfucker?
And see.
Because when our eyes did meet, girl, you know I was packing heat.
Okay, who else has a bit?
So, yeah, I have a bit. I feel like it's like a, it's like territory that's pretty common, but like I feel, I don't know. I like, so anyway, so it's about like the smoking signs on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact, okay, it just drives me, like, why, okay, first of all, why are they still lighting them up like they could ever turn them off?
Right!
Like, it's like they're like saying, like, maybe we're gonna, like, the seatbelt sign goes on and off. Maybe this guy is gonna turn off one of these times and you're finally gonna get to light up. And then also, why, like, why is it, like, your seatbelt and smoking signs? Like, there's no, like, don't fuck in the aisle. Like, you know, but we all don't do that. Yeah. And, like, I feel like there's a larger part of that I can explore, which is, like, why are we, like, so obsessed with, like, don't smoke everywhere, but, like, there's no other rules around, you know, like, there's no, like, hey, you can't, like, fucking, like, fuck a dog here.
Don't fart in the, like, grocery store while I'm trying to buy my potties.
No hijacking.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's the thing. And then I was thinking about the ashtrays, because they're still in a lot of planes' ashtrays. Yeah. And I'm like, they got to be updating these things pretty regularly. Well, yeah. You know, like, at least.
Yeah, that's a sign of how old the plane is.
And then I looked. This is why I looked it up today, because I was like, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, it's just weird. Like, why would they sell the ashtrays? And I looked it up, and it's like, in case people do smoke. That's literally the reason.
What?
They still have ashtrays. It's like, boy, people shouldn't. But if they do, we want them here. And I'm like, that's like if you're like going to a bank and there's just like big bags with money signs on them, and like you're like, you shouldn't rob this bank.
But in case you do,
we don't want a mess. And like, I'm like, also, why do you think that somebody that's gonna go smoke in the airplane is gonna be like, I better use the ashtray? Like,
yeah,
like,
right.
So I feel like, so that's like my premise, the, yes, like exploring all that.
Yeah,
because people are vaping like crazy in airplanes. Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and that's another thing to explore too, like the vaping side of things.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, because like everybody I know, I use it when I vaped. I would just like everywhere.
Yeah,
inside
all the time.
Place.
I think it's so funny. Like, why is no one talking about that? That's so, like, why are we still, like, who's paying for the, like, is that why ticket prices are so expensive? Because we're still paying for the, like,
the lighting.
The lighting. Like, it's like, I just stare at it.
Yes. It's like, you're reminding me of the thing I really want to do and I really need to do. Yeah. And everybody could probably be like, do you know what? I don't hate, like, smoking, but plane flight is so boring and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If I could just smoke this whole time, it might be better.
There's like, also, like, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, two things I was going to say. I like Brooke said it, I was thinking the same thing. I think it is a testament to how old planes are.
Yes.
Like, you can tie into, like, I don't know, crazy plane news, like planes going down, doors flying off, all that shit.
There was a time where smoking was encouraged on planes, and that's how old.
Well, and also, like, the other thing is, like, why is it a light, too? Like, why the hell wouldn't you, like, if you can smoke on the plane, why does it matter when you can smoke on the plane?
Exactly, like, that's the thing. Like, it implies that the light will go off.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
And it used to. Because you used to be able, like, to smoke on planes.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, why would you be able to not smoke for certain time?
Because periods. When you're, like, going up in the air, you can't smoke. And then once
you're
up in the air,
landing the plane.
You're saying this like it makes sense. You know?
I know it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
You're just so busy smoking. When it's going down, you're like...
It's so funny to me, just like, we have, like, I mean, there's tons of societal rules, and like, people should generally know, like, the smoking rules, and like, it's just like, it implies that, like, without this little light, we just, everyone would be like fucking lighting up like crazy and just like out of control, like everywhere, like, fuck yeah, I love being on a plane smoking.
I feel like you could also tie it into like other vices.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Like, people aren't just going to, like, start doing lines in the middle of the
movie. Yeah. Like, well, and that's, I had something else about, like.
Well, I feel like people do get in trouble for, like, masturbating on planes. Like, that's probably true. Would be a useful.
Yeah.
Like,
we just need that light.
If
yeah.
Yeah. If that light existed, you could, like, light it up per seat. Right, like, you just, like, turn it on. No. Like, we're aware.
We need more lights on.
Or what if they, like, edited the smoking light and it just, like, used it to no, like,
no taking off your shoes. Like, no taking off your shoes.
I take off my shoes, don't you?
I know farting like
I take off my shoes. Yeah.
You got stinky feet. Don't take off your shoes.
My shoes are off right now.
Yeah, but we're not on a plane.
I have here too, like, they don't have a don't fuck in the aisles light. They don't have a don't do terrorism light, and I feel like that's a really important one.
Yeah. I feel like the line, that's such an important light. Like, yeah. I like saying it's a light.
Yeah, that's such an important light. And then, like, but also it's like they're, like, so concerned about cigarettes, but then, like, yeah, like, when you're going through security, it's like, yeah, just like, we're checking your shoes, your liquids, but cigarettes, wave them through, but you better not. We got the lights every, like, it's so bizarre.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of, like, passive aggressively being able to, like, light up things for things that individuals do.
Yeah.
So the, like, not masturbating light or the not farting light, they're like,
we
know
there's, like,
you.
A shame.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lights from the top.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or there's like sensors, yeah, somehow that, yeah,
in the seat,
yeah, yeah, like, yes. the fart light is, like, green.
Yeah, green. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. Stinky. Yeah, the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like this, if you don't want it to be too specific, it can be a stink light, and then it can be for farts and feet.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would the infographic for, like, don't do terrorism look like? Like, how do you?
Oh,
do
yeah.
That?
What would the picture be?
Yeah. What would the
oh,
picture
God, could be bad.
I know. Yeah. Like, you.
Don't let Trump.
No, you don't want it to be racist, but, like, you'd like something like, well, I don't know, like,
a gun. I don't know.
Yeah,
but everyone's carrying guns.
Just the just the two towers, like.
Smoke ring. That's good.
That's
hilarious.
That is
so
funny. It's a no sign across the table.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's so leveled.
That is so funny.
That's actually, I think enough time has passed, you can make that joke.
Oh, yeah. It's not too soon to make 9/11 jokes.
Thank
Hot
you.
Take.
Oh, yeah, God. No, but I agree. I mean,
I don't know, you're the American in the room.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know.
It's never been 23 years.
Only he's allowed to make jokes about it.
Oh. Okay.
It's been a long time. It's okay. No, I agree. It's not. We're fine.
All right. Should have said a game.
Okay. Oh.
Go around the room. The light that comes to your mind that is lit up. I'll go first.
All right.
Okay. Go that way.
Oh, fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached 10,000 feet, and I have illuminated the all babies need to shut up sign. Just a reminder, all babies, no more crying.
Ding! Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached our cruising altitude of 33,000 feet, and the captain has authorized us to turn on the stop fucking kicking the seat in front of you sign. I'm talking to you, 3B. We've had some complaints. Thank you for flying Southwest Airlines.
Ding! As you can tell from the light above, we've enabled the don't talk to people with headphones sign on. It's actually a probably pretty good indicator that they don't want to talk to you, so you can just keep your comments to yourself. Thank you so much for flying with Quiet Airlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a reminder that you plebs in economy cannot use the first class washroom. As a reminder, you poor pieces of shit in economy do not dare put your butts in this beautiful first class washroom that we have up here at the front, all right? Just a reminder. Thank you so much.
Ding. As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, the no boobies on the TV light has just turned on. There are kids on this flight. It is not okay.
No, we're sorry
to
that
watch
we,
Game
we're
of
sorry
Thrones.
That, yeah.
Yeah, we're sorry that we provide this really pornographic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're sorry for including poor things in the catalog. Yeah.
That was actually a test. And you have failed.
You have to regulate yourself. We are not responsible for your dirty, dirty habit.
Ding. Ladies and gentlemen, we have illuminated the no sex sign on every seat except for 3B. For you, it's all right.
Thank you for flying on There's Always One Hot Person Airlines.
I thought the joke was going to be that they were unfuckable.
Yeah, they were unfuckable.
We know it's not an option for you, 3B, so we're not worried about it.
Yeah, exactly. No one will touch you with
that. Ding. 4F. We're just wanted to let you know that we've installed a new light, and it's seat specific, and it's come on because you have fallen asleep on your neighbor.
Only you got a thing that I just got to get.
Thanks for listening to Shoulda Said. If you liked what you had to hear, we really appreciate if you could subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast machine that you happen to use. If you really enjoyed it, tell a friend. And don't forget, review in iTunes. Remember, only 5-star reviews are allowed. Doesn't matter what you write in there, 5 stars. 5 stars and I wish you would die? Totally fine. Thanks again. You'll hear from us soon. Cheers.
Stinky feet.
It's all tip, baby.